A desegregation specialist has written a 60-page plan full of requirements and recommendations that could put Tucson Unified School District in compliance with a federal mandate that aims to provide racial balance in the district. The plan, says TUSD, should teach Mexican-American history and literature, although it does not mention the now-defunct Mexican-American studies classes by name. Supporters of the former curriculum, including board president Adelita Grijalva, say the district should embrace the recommendation and teach culturally relevant courses. That's why last night Grijalva asked the new governing board to support those classes and remove a previous objection to that part of the plan.
The argument about academic success and the achievement of students that have participated in these courses is something that can't be disputed. And so if we're talking specifically about achievement of students and positive academic growth, then these are the types of programs that we should be supporting.
The proposed plan includes objections from TUSD and from the other parties involved in the original desegregation case from the mid-70s that put TUSD under federal watch. Grijalva says by removing the district's objection to the classes, the federal judge reviewing the plan will see no objections to the courses. Board members Mark Stegeman and Michael Hicks opposed the classes and voted to keep TUSD's objection in the plan. Stegeman says this provision is out of place.
It's not related to the original issues in the case. It's not related to the green factors that form the customary architecture of desegregation cases. And it seems to promote self-segregation rather than desegregation.
He says there is statistical evidence to support the previous Mexican-American curriculum, but he calls it weak.
Regardless of the contrary perception that has been widely disseminated, weak statistical evidence does not imply that the program was ineffective, and I am sure that it was effective for some students, but it also means that statistical evidence cannot be used as a major part of the argument for recreating the Mexican-American Studies program.
Stegeman argues that by requiring TUSD to teach culturally relevant classes, the federal desegregation specialist is putting the district in a difficult place.
The court, by ordering this, would be forcing us into potential tension with the revision of state law that prohibits creating curriculum designed primarily for specific ethnicities.
New board members Crystal Foster and Cam Juarez voted to remove the district's objection. Foster says TUSD should offer elective courses that teach Mexican-American and African-American literature and social studies.
We have data, we have evidence when the politics are put aside. This is what's right for kids. I mean, I've taught students at the university, and you have to teach culturally relevant. Your funds of knowledge of the community is where kids' learning has to begin. So there's nothing wrong about doing that.
Heather Gaines is a private attorney representing TUSD in the desegregation case. She says now that the board has voted to remove the objection to the curriculum, she's filing a withdrawal request today.
It will be up to the judge to determine what weight to give it, but it will be in front of the judge that the governing board is withdrawing the objections that it previously raised.
Gaines says the deadline to file objections has passed, and it's unknown whether or not the judge will take this late change of heart into consideration. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.